Let me come back. You, when you dropped out of OU, you never returned.
No.
So you did not have a college degree.
No, I went to the University of Tulsa. All the time I was at the Tulsa Tribune, I was in night school. My wife only saw me on Sundays. And I have my sociology professor, Emil Adair, went to the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville. He called in a newsroom one day, and he said, "Did you save your notes?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I saved all my notes." And he said, "Well, I've been offered a book deal, and your outline was just letter perfect. And I'm in the acknowledgement, but I don't have a degree." So I regret that. I should have gone ahead and finished. I could have.
So how much work did you do at TU?
Over 40 hours, yeah. 40 hours. And fact is, I asked them for that a couple of years ago because I was thinking about going back to OU because they have that special program for adults who didn't complete.
You referred to your speaking. When did you realize you were a public speaker?
When I went to work for Jenkin Lloyd Jones, the publisher of the Tulsa Tribune. Believe it or not, I was city hall reporter. And before you know it, boop, I was assistant city editor. And then the state capitol came open. I told Harmon Phillips, the managing editor, I said, "I'd love to have that job." And he said, "Well, if it's okay with Jink, it's okay with me." So I went to the state capitol. And then I did a dumb thing. While I was at the state capitol, I took a flyer with the Henrietta Freelance. Jenkin Lloyd Jones heard that I had quit, and he drove to Henrietta on a Sunday afternoon. He said, "It didn't work out, Frosty." And I said, "No." He came in, had a glass of iced tea, and he said, "How'd you like to go to Washington for the Tribune?" And I said, "Wow, you take me back." And he said, in a flash. And I covered.
So you'd been with the Tribune, then when you went with the Henrietta Daily, and then he comes back to ask you back.
And believe it or not, I covered 2 years of Jack Kennedy and the first year of Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson is the most outrageously vulgar person I have ever met in my life. He would come over and sit cross-legged in the Capitol Press on the Senate side. That's where I officed. Oh, and God, he's vulgar. Just vulgar. There's no other word for it. But he was a hell of a president. Kennedy laid all the groundwork for the social justice, and we got the first social justice in the history of this country. So Lyndon had a good heart. But Lyndon Baines Johnson, I've got a couple of biographies on him, and both of them agreed that he was obscene.
You said you covered Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
And tell us about that. Were you up close with him? Did you see him?
No. In fact, I was a little mouse. And the old State Department building where he held his press conferences, and we had a streetcar in Washington then. And four or five of us would get on the streetcar and then walk a block or two. May Craig, I think she was from Rhode Island. She's the one that wore that flower hat, and she'd just given him hell. And he had such a good humor. He'd just bounce it off of her.